to the 4Jack Podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the 4Jack Podcast, brought to you by Jackson Labs, the brand consultants that we trust to get our brand going in the right direction. The brand consultants you should use to do the same. Go check them out at jacksonlabs.com. This episode is also brought to you by TaylorMade Golf, the new lineup of Sim 2 Max Fairer drivers, fairways, irons, rescues, everything you need to get it dialed in. Go check them out at TaylorMade Golf. They'll do it. And last but not least, the shirts just make the boys look nice. Cricket shirts. That's what we've been rocking. Been playing a lot of golf in them lately. And I think you might see a lot more of them in Canada in the next little bit here. So keep your eyes peeled for that. Go check out Cricket shirts. We're off of another marathon playoff. It feels like the year of the playoff.
Jesus.
It's just so many playoffs coming down the stretch here. It's endless. But before we get into that, let's say hello to the fellas. David, how are you, sir?
Very good, guys. Thanks for having me on. Out in Montreal with the family. First day of a little family vacay, doing Quebec, maybe PEI or Halifax, and then right back to Ontario. So, wish me luck. Three little hellions, one hotel room, and he's screaming in the background. It's no one dying. It's just my children. So all good.
We'll the Griswold family vacation.
Yeah, how many adults are there? Just one adult, three children?
One adult, three children.
This could be a takeover situation. If you're taped to the seat of a plane later, we know what happened.
Yeah, pretty much. You might be taped tape on my mouth.
You might be taking the title as toughest guy I know.
100%.
Thank you.
Yeah. Admirable thing, man. Dad with the kids. Love it. Love hearing that.
Yeah.
Tombo, what's happening?
I'm doing good, boys. Just happy to see you guys after a little Friday night golf party we had. Wrapping up the Mayfair Lakes Friday series, I guess we'll call it.
Yeah, I like that. Friday series.
I'm excited to hear a little more about David's journey doing the Griswold family vacation. And it's a beautiful day out. I hate traffic in Vancouver. And let's go.
I echo that sentiment for sure. Last but not least, Parks, what's happening?
Weekends are chaos in Vancouver with traffic. It's like you expect there to be nothing on the streets and people to be driving fast, but it's like every lake person comes out from the woods in their POS car that drives 30 with no signal lights, and it's just, it's absolute endurance test.
Do you follow 30? Me? Do you follow me around town today?
Yeah.
I'm thinking they go Alberta 15, man, and they're just like looking out the window, and I'm like, come on, like I'm trying to get across town to do a pod right now, and you guys are all just doing tourist mode.
Big day for golf, though. Like, I'm a huge fan of this European kid. He got his third win on the European Tour this year. Massive. Huge fan of Canadian contingent. Stealing his, you know, step up to the PGA Tour, his graduation with a W. And then, obviously, our man, Kent.
The assassin.
Kent.
The assassin.
Silent assassin.
Closed it out on Bryson. And I hate Bryson. So, boom.
Did Cantley just secure his Ryder Cup's position?
I think he kind of had that. He had to have been locked.
This is three-win season. I mean, that's a guaranteed, I would think.
Yeah.
Two?
I mean, it's not a guy that I really would want. Like, I think there's other guys that I would pick over him, but I guess point-wise and money-wise, you can't really say no. And what he just did to Bryson today was, like, it was seriously impressive, dude. Like, that up and down on 17. To make four on 17 after Bryson's just short of the green, like, all he needs to do is get up and down, and then makes birdie on 18 again in the playoff. Like, that's nails, man.
How does Bryson muff his chip, though? Like, what are you doing?
Because his wedge is as long as a 7-iron.
What are you doing? Well, I played with a putter as long as a 4-iron yesterday, so. We know how that goes. I got to say that overall, I got some love for Thomas Bjorn, so obviously the European Ryder Cup team is starting to hit the panic button here because there was a tweet that went out today. Thomas Bjorn said he's looking through all the rules books. He's going back in the history books. He's trying to find a way to identify Patrick Cantlay as a Canadian so he gets excluded out of the Ryder Cup because he's scared.
Well, he put on, for strokes gained, put on the best performance in any 72-hole event since the Shotlink era, with finishing just under 14.6 strokes gained putting.
Crazy.
Six best putting performance in the ShotLink era. Like nearly 600 feet of putts. I mean, okay, that metric is wild, but like at the same time, like today was so insane just watching him just roll it again, like 20 footer after
clutch,
20 footer.
Clutch.
I mean, he is a freak once he gets rolling.
It reminds me of my performance at the Vancouver Open this year.
Something like that.
Similar story?
Yeah. No, maybe similar to the guests we're going to add on to the end of this show tonight. But yes. Yeah, craziness. Bryson had so many opportunities to close the door. And really, it was a two-man race into the final day.
Can we talk about Bryson a little bit? Like, I'm not sure, David, if you saw anything early in the week. Like, I want to cover the 60. Because that was like, that was such a gong. It was such a Bryson day.
Well, I do know a little bit because there was a bunch of people from Team Spieth out following that group Thursday, Friday. So, you know, friend of the family, we'll call it, Sean was following that group. And he said he could have shot 56 or 55. Yeah. Like it was really one of those rounds. And he goes, you know, it was just like a, you know, Jordan 71, I think that day was kind of like looked like 85 compared to it. So that was the only feedback I got late Friday. But, you know, like Michael Phelps was following them and Kevin Plank, and there was just a whole bunch of celebs in that kind of grouping. So it's kind of interesting when he posts that number. But I watched Bryson today, and obviously, you know, I think he hit good putts on pretty much all of them for the most part, other than, you know, when you have a weird off putter, and push and pull is kind of what that putter is designed to do. So he hit the side of the holes. He could have won that golf tournament five times, seven times, eight times, 17. He just didn't get up and down. You know, it was just a weird day, but I did watch some golf oddly. So
it was so interesting watching that 60 on Friday. Like you said, he like could have shot 55, 56. Like, I mean, he made par on 17 with shorty, misses the short one on 18, like gave away a bunch of shots. Even when he made that first eagle, like his wedge shot was terrible.
Dude,
it was to like 15 feet. He was pinned high, like on the side of the green.
He was 16 for 16 inside 12 and a half feet until 18. And then he misses a 6 footer, like a left edge 6 footer. Misses it by a cup and a half.
And it's like straight.
And he's like, oh, I read it wrong. It's like, man, you're putting lights out all day. And you what? I'm like, you probably got a little nervous.
You think he whiffed it on purpose?
Yeah, he was thinking about it.
I think the best part of the week, though, is like, I mean, obviously it would have been cool to see him shoot. I would have actually liked to see Bryson shoot in the 50s. It's like, hey, man, cool. Like, you seem like the guy that should be doing that.
Yeah.
But Saturday was rowdy. Like, because this is the first golf or like first PGA Tour event that Caves Valley has held in 59 years. Baltimore has been craving a PGA Tour event. Like, that's sick. That's cool to see. But man, oh, man, those fans were charged up. Like, I wasn't sure if they were on Bryson's side or not. Like, when he put that one in the water on the par three, like, they were audibly roaring and, like, cheering that it went in the water. Like, it was rowdy.
Yeah.
That sound, I listened to that, like, 10 times. That clip was, oh! Like, they wanted it.
Yeah.
Like, it was awesome.
I don't know. It's they love to hate Bryson. They hate to love Bryson. You know what I mean? Like, it's a little bit of an imbalance there. I think people are just overly excited and just screaming and yelling at anything they can, just, you know, for the shock value. But nice to have fans back. I think that definitely plays into a little of the energy, the little on-course presence. Obviously, there's guys backing off shots because there's things being yelled at. Like, I love it. It's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, that would have been tough to play with. I got a question to pose for anyone. And we'll start with Tom and David because you've spent some time out east. Obviously, David, you lived there, but... So, obviously, there's the playoffs. These are three premier events that you want at the end of the year. What has been the final score for both of these events so far? Like, high 20 under par.
Mm-hmm.
These are your premier events that you're talking about, hyping up the whole year. Guys are making this look like a joke.
It's like a Corn Ferry event.
It's a joke. Like, Shane Lowry even said today, he's like, I don't like playing golf courses like this because it just means you have to go out and make a ton of birdies, a ton of putts. Like, you can't just play the game.
Yeah, like, you have to shoot 66, 63, 66, 66.
It's exciting, though. No?
It's insane.
I like birdies.
But, like, it's a joke, though. Like,
yeah.
But, like, you can make birdies elsewhere. But, like, okay, so it's hurricane season right now. maybe we don't hold these events on the East Coast.
Sure.
I don't know. Like, Caves Valley was so soft, and so is Liberty National.
That is an interesting.
So,
like my waistline.
Having a six-hole playoff and turning it off and sending the coverage back to the Golf Channel
get
the New England Patriots on NFL. Cut that out.
Wow.
Let's just talk about that in the playoffs. So where's your priority, PGA Tour? Like,
but anyway. Do you really think the PGA Tour is going to take any sort of precedence over them? Not a chance.
No.
No.
It could be preseason football and they'll get it.
Is it preseason or regular season?
It's regular season.
They fired it up.
It could be preseason. Yeah. They'd probably still get it over the PGA Tour.
That's trash. Like playoffs.
So let's talk about
playoffs.
Let's talk about something, because the Canadian Open was always notorious, a horrible date in the players' eyes. Mm-hmm. Then they moved it up the week before, whatever, in June or July. This week coming up traditionally was Canadian Open week, which I would have loved to see the Canadian Open fall into this slot, because, you know, it was kind of the fifth major back in the day and blah, 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 all the history and all that stuff. Why is the Canadian Open with RBC as the sponsor not one of these premier events? Like, I think it would have been amazing for Canadian golf, but furthermore, like, RBC is, you know, by far the biggest bank supporting the PGA Tour, and it just makes it's odd that the PGA Tour kind of, you know, dupe them again. Well, let's move you up. And then a month later, they announced the FedEx Cup and these three events. So this is just interesting.
This is legit because the Zozo, they played in the U.S., right?
Yeah.
All of the you know, the HSBC events they brought here.
They pulled in.
So why not still host the Canadian Open? Play it in the U.S., fine.
The most Canadian track in the U.S.
Yeah. Give that money back to the community. Support the sponsors. Like, I like where David's going with this.
And sorry, I'm not suggesting, like, you know, COVID, whatever. I'm saying, like, you know, for the last 25 years up until, I think, 2017, the Canadian Open week was always, like, the Labor Day weekend. So,
well, it's in the worst place now. It's the week after the British.
It's in a way worse.
Oh, totally. Yeah, totally. Nobody's hopping a plane to come over.
No.
Stopping here
after the last major of the season, they're like, no, I'm not playing in Canada.
There's some,
when should the Canadian Open be?
Right, it should be like September,
right now.
Yeah, like this is prime Canadian
prime time, absolutely. Yeah. Right, the sixth major, right before the playoffs start. Obviously,
well, again, like even when you look at like Hurricanes, for the most part, you know, Ontario, let's just assume that it's going to be in Ontario or Western Canada, but. Ontario's kind of last to get hit with the hurricane stuff. Like, anything up the coast is going to get hit. Mm-hmm. So if you're playing Glen Abbey right now, it's firm and fast and could play like a major this week, in my opinion, anyways.
Yeah.
Mickelson National, maybe, hey? Hey.
Wow, that would be the one, hey?
Jeez.
I don't know what the one is. Maybe Fraser View.
But the view would be nice. Oof, right there. It was nipped last night.
It was nippy.
That's a very good point. I like that idea a lot more than what I'm trying to say. Like, but I still kind of like what I'm saying, in the sense it's like, you know what the weather's going to be. It's
hurricane season.
It's hurricane season. Like, get it out of the East Coast, man. I don't want to watch 25 under par. I don't really. Like, I liked Olympia Fields last year.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the stat comparing the two courses this year? So through 54 holes, Olympia Fields was like, plus 460 strokes over par, and this one was like 570 under, and they still had 9 holes left.
Yikes.
And it's like, dude, nah, man, like, Olympia Fields was sweet.
They could have tricked it out a little more, I think. It's just too soft. Like, guys are just, you know, you hit a fairway at pitches, you get no bounces, everything's too soft, too easy for these guys, especially for, like, you know, we're nailing down the primetime players of the year.
Yeah, these are the best players of the year.
And they're in their prime.
Make
obviously,
play hard.
To get there. Yeah, it's just, yeah.
I don't
make
know.
It dang near impossible. It's like, I love seeing birdies when people don't make birdies. Like, if we're out playing golf, love seeing birdies.
Let's not even put pins in the greens. Just like, just roll the dice, right?
Wow.
Put three out there and see which one's the right one.
There we go. Make your decision here, boys. You think you're that good?
No pin cheats.
See what you got. Yeah, carry your own bags.
Oh, that
no
would be
shoes,
better, in my opinion.
No shirt, no problem.
Love it.
Let's go.
I don't know. I think it was still an impressive week, though. Like, especially if you go back and look at the leaderboard, like, there was some stinkiness. Like, the fact that Rory snuck in there,
Yeah, how about that?
Classic Rory. Just gets in there.
What about Van Rooyen? I think he snuck in there.
Dude, Van Rooyen is on a heater right now.
Sungjae just out. Missed a shorty.
Three weeks ago, he wasn't even in the top 125.
3 weeks ago, he was wearing the tour championship. He was wearing pants, and now look what he's wearing. Joggers.
Joggers?
He's getting momentum.
How about Abe? Abe is peaking right now, too.
Abe was feeling it. Sam Burns was feeling it. Norn went on a heater today.
Did he get
in? Disappointed
in
Rombo.
I don't think he did, though. Norn didn't get in, I don't believe.
I'd have to double check.
Yeah.
We'd have to pull that
out. I'm a little disappointed in Webb Simpson, too, for not getting a top 10. T12.
Yeah, I could, I for sure.
And Tony, I guess. But he's coming off a hangover.
Tony was 9 under today.
Yeah. Wow, yeah, 6-3.
I feel like it's unbelievable. I feel like Tony's going to win it.
I don't know. Prediction.
Yeah.
Sorry, where did Sergio go?
Dude,
the 17th hole, he was inside. What do you do on 18? Sorry, I totally thought he was in. I'm just looking through this right now.
Well, to be fair, he did have maybe my favorite moment of the day when it took him 3 shots to get out of that bunker on 5. That was sick. Like, in that rake groove, couldn't get it out the first time. Tried to hit it again, soft, couldn't get it.
So, you know, Patrick Cantlay.
Sorry, Sergio is in. I apologize. Sergio is in. Patrick Reed is in.
Oh, so this is a perfect example of the bullshit. I'm going to say bullshit PGA Tour. I'm on PGAtour.com right now,
yeah,
and terrible. They don't have the FedEx Cup points updated.
No. Oh, sorry. They don't. That's correct, because I'm looking at August 29th.
At 7, like, I'm seeing live projected FedEx Cup points right now, August 29th at 7:24 p.m.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I see Patrick Cantlay on the top.
Actually,
Tony
I have
Bryson.
The updated as well.
I have August 22nd,
no.
2021.
Maybe
that's
it's because you're in
Montreal.
The land of French,
Montreal.
Where they take a little while to convert that.
You're across the international date line.
Yeah.
What about
who?
What about P, man? P is out. P. Reed.
Yeah.
With his double pneumonia.
He's in.
Did he get in?
He's in.
30. I thought he got booted.
Let's rip through this real quick for all our listeners.
Let's go at the bottom ones here.
30. Patrick Reed, Horschel, Garcia, Van Rooyen, Berger, Scheffler, Neiman, Sink. Okay, I was a little worried about Stewie. Matsuyama, Connors, Koepka, Knack, Kokrak, Schauffele, McIlroy, Dustin Johnson, Oosthuizen, Hovland, Sungjae Im, Colin Morikawa, Sam Burns, Spieth, Abe, Harris, JT in the top 5, Cam Smith, John Rahm, Bryson, Tony Finau, Patrick Cantlay. I still think Tony Finau takes it down.
How does Patrick Reed stay in the top 30?
Dude,
does he have that good of a year?
Palmed his ball, embedded, obviously. Got a lift clean in place.
But he hasn't played the first 2 playoff events.
Well, somebody's looking out for him.
Guy's got double pneumonia in the hospital right now.
Yeah.
Jeez.
That's too bad. Friends and family, shout out to Patrick Reed and his camp. Hope he...
Shout out to Justine. Hopefully she's managing.
Those accounts, you mean? Like the burner
accounts?
Multiple
accounts.
There you're going with
so
that?
So many accounts to be dealing with. Yeah, I don't know. Like, Tony looks good. You're right.
I'm thinking Cantley's taking it down.
Yeah, Cantlay or Tony, like...
it's one or two.
So he starts at 10. What does second place start at? 8 or 7?
9.
Is it only 1? I thought it was 2.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm new to this, so yeah. So I still think
just Jordan for might go all on our Eastern Canada listeners is now updated after I screamed and yelled.
Yes.
AI just kicked in. The AI just kicked in on PGAtour.com.
Just needed the action there.
Guys.
Yeah, I think that, you know what? I think Caves Creek was kind of cool to watch. So, like, it was actually like for a Foz track, like, it was pretty sick. Like, and they lengthened it like 300 yards. They did a bunch of new bunkering. I mean, the golf course itself was pretty cool.
But Fazio tracks are too easy for PGA Tour.
Totally. They are. They look nice on TV.
Yeah, it's a good members track, but not
anymore.
Way too forgiving. Way too print.
How about the members saying how tough the golf course is going to play and the lowest round? Like, it was 66 and toughest greens, maybe in the Northeast.
Nah.
No.
Nah.
How about, like, so through 9 holes today, there was 28 players with 20 birdies or more.
Wow.
Really?
Like, think about that.
Give me some of that love.
You look, limited field, nearly half the field had 20 or more birdies. Like,
that's crazy.
Gross. I mean... I don't know. I'm not well, with that.
Looking forward to Eastlake. Let's see what's going to transpire here.
Okay, well then let's throw one single prediction as Tom did last week. Pick your winner.
I got to go Cantley. I've been on him for like
going the silent assassin.
Yeah, like I've been on him. There's been chatter about him not being good enough for the Ryder Cup and I'm vibing.
I like it.
David. Spieth?
Still not taking him at the top. But.
I think Spieth is a good pick.
I think Jordan...
Big deficit.
Listen, I think he's going to get there. I think he always plays well. Eastlake, I'm going to go crazy and go Rory. That new Sim 2, new 3-wood, less spin.
Yeah, spinny. Less spinny.
Spinny.
I really like the Jordan or the Rory pick. I think that's good.
Is that who you're going with?
One of the sickest moments of the week actually came out of Rory. Shout out to that. Forgot about it. When he double-crossed that one and just blasted it way left onto the fairway and just chucked his club so far. I was like, sick. Do it again. Love that.
Break it.
Yeah, just snap that thing. Rory was hot, man. And he threw a 3-wood out the window earlier in the week.
Like, it's taken out of context. It's like everyone thinks he's driving down the freeway and threw it out his window. He threw it in the water on the golf course, which is just off the turnpike.
I prefer my story.
Yeah, I know.
It's way better.
I was like, man, he didn't, like, this guy's not stopping traffic.
Imagine he leans back, just pulls out a 3-wood. Yeah.
Like, I thought he just chucked it. Maybe it went over a fence onto the
road. Hey, he's not driving down the turnpike anyway, so like, let's get real.
Even easier for him to reach back and get it.
I have a group question. Patrick, someone made reference to Patrick Cantlay being Canadian. What's the reference here?
So Thomas Bjorn put out a tweet, obviously, in light of pending Ryder Cup. He is trying to find a way to disqualify Patrick Cantlay relative to his consistent play by sourcing something in the history books or some sort of algorithm that determines Patrick Cantlay is Canadian.
Was he born here?
No, it's just a joke because of his like ridiculous play and 3-win season. I guess, the European team's thinking, a guy like this is going to be hard to beat. So shout out to Thomas Bjorn throwing a little love out there for Patrick Cantlay like that.
Because Kokrak or whatever is born in North Bay.
Sorry, what was that?
Jason
Kokrak.
Kokrak.
That guy's all in.
Kokrak.
That's a dangerous one sometimes.
That's scary. We're just going to say K.
Jason K.
Jason K from North Bay. I like that. How do you say it?
Yeah, Kokrak.
Kokrak.
I could have gone so many
different
ways.
That's a tongue twister.
That's going to be literally a hard isolation on that one. Sound bite.
You know what's going to turn me off? I'm not trying to get off topic, but I have Kokrak. Okay, it's playing now.
This is good.
Koepka. I have Koepka and Jason K. 18-20 right now, and it's kind of blending in right now. So anyways, carry on.
Nothing to see.
This guy's got his mind on Donda Day right now.
I'll
he's
get a liter
celebrating.
Of, get a liter of cola.
He's been thinking about Coke Rack. He's thinking about Donda.
Shout out Adam Svensson. Seals his PGA Tour status with a huge W, the Nationwide Children's Hospital event. Walked away with it, really. Didn't have any... expecting to see some sort of like battle, playoff, endurance test as we do on the PGA Tour as of late, but... Big win for Svenny, so can't wait to have him on the show. That's your official invite if you're listening. Obviously, you are. Love that.
I'll be honest. If I wanted one playoff this week, I wanted Steven Yeager and Svenny. That would have been sick.
Okay, yeah, I like that. Yeah, Yeager didn't really do much today. Like
that guy's awesome.
Yeah, he is. And it's funny because...
Cricket ambassador.
Is Yeager a cricket ambassador? Love that. Sick.
Did you see that video he put out with his caddy the other day? How to be a caddy on tour. Yeah. That was so funny.
So,
like,
good.
So should I like wash clubs or something? He's like, yeah, man, you're good. You
no,
just
man. Just yeah. Do yeah, I got to do this the whole day?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, man. Every day. The whole day.
This
like,
is
oh,
your job.
Shit. Really? Big time. Another shout out, Rasmus Højgaard, European Tour, third win of the year. Obviously, kid's a player. Love to see him play a little better when he comes over to the U.S. Didn't really have a good showing at the U.S. Open at Torrey, and I think, Did he play Palmetto? I think he played Palmetto as well. Garrick Higo obviously stole the show there. But
it's not translated, though, the PGA.
No, but the kid hits it a ton. Like, his, yeah, ball speed is, like, insane. Two plus, which is crazy town. So, and his move is beautiful. So, obviously, he's learning the ropes, getting a little confidence, going to come over here and start, you know, pot hunting a little bit.
Hey, we didn't finish our picks here.
Oh.
Who's winning next week?
You're up.
Who's gone?
You've
gone.
I went with Cantley. We got a Rory.
I think.
From David.
I'm definitely gonna take.
Gotta get this out of the way.
I'm gonna take Finau. I was gonna take Kokrak, but
Big Tone.
I think Tone's gonna get it done. McDonald's sponsorship pending. Come on. Right.
Man.
He's McLovin' it.
Da, 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 da.
I don't.
I'm closing it.
I'm actually gonna go Cam.
Off.
Smith.
Cam Smith?
Yeah, I'm Aussie going boy. Cam.
Spirit animal.
Yeah, spirit animal for sure. I feel like Eastlake could work well for him because he'll just make a shit ton of putts.
Has an Aussie won? Did Adam Scott ever win the FedEx Cup?
No. I don't think any Aussies huge. Won.
Yeah, I think that could be good. Yeah, looking forward to it. Eastlake always, you know what? Xander's sneaky too. Like, he always plays good at Eastlake. I don't know. I guess it's probably one of the guys in the top five for sure.
How long are they doing the tour championship at Eastlake? Is that like a set forever. Thing forever?
Yeah, okay. I think so.
So they're not going to rotate that ever?
No.
I like Eastlake.
Oh, yeah.
That is one thing I will say. I do like that golf course. I think it's fun to watch.
Isn't Cantley a Georgia boy? No, he's a SoCal boy.
Yeah.
Never mind. I don't know where I was going.
But like Eastlake is Canadian. Sweet. And that rough is always like fun to watch. Remember like all those balls get nestled? Like Rory like topped that three wood last year. Yeah. I was like, sick.
Yeah.
Do it again.
Like that.
Like, that's really fun. Like, at least there's something exciting about that golf course. So, we'll see.
True. Hotlanta.
Hotlanta.
We're going to it. Okay. Next up, before we even get our next portion of the show on here, I don't have too much more to cover on BMW. Not too fussed about it. I am fussed about our next guest coming on. We do have Stephen Lecure, the winner of the Vancouver Open, the 2021 Vancouver Open. If for all of you the listeners that don't really understand Vancouver Open, it is played at three separate tracks, incredible venues, and really, really impressive playing out of that guy.
Yeah, great, great rounds. Obviously, 68, 65, 66. Like, it's that's scoring. You're golfing your ball. Conditions were absolutely phenomenal. We all endured a little bit of rain first day. Second day, bits and pieces, but closed out is showing very, very strong. And, yeah, we're excited to have him on the show tonight.
Initially, I thought that was the purse because he decided to put his scores in the calculator to show us. And I was like,
trying to figure that out, too. I was like, man, that's a...
I'm like, is that how much he won?
Let's make it a note. The Vancouver Open, we're not at that level yet.
Not quite. We're working our way. Yeah.
I like it.
All right.
Okay. Well, I hope everybody enjoyed this segment of the show. And David, you got anything else left to throw in there before we jump on with Steven?
No, I just lost one child. One is sleeping. Two more to go.
So nice. You're halfway there.
Nothing really else to add.
What's the recipe? Get into the mini bar real quick. Here's your juice. Yeah, enjoy. This is.
I think it's bore them with the pod.
Grey Goose juice.
Everyone has their iPad right now. Everyone's watching their own show. My middle daughter, Bo. She's pretty pumped today. We went to Barbie Land. It was pretty awesome. We got her hair done. There was a lot of stuff.
Yeah, some of those videos look pretty crazy. Like, I have nieces that would have been going wild for that.
Yeah. So, other than, you know, for trying to kill some time till Steven gets on.
You could tell me... Sorry, I just had to jump in there on kids and iPads and like what kind of parental settings you have on their YouTube channels.
Oh.
Any?
Yeah.
No, I think
some. Because there's some weird
stuff out there. There's definitely some weird stuff. Now, for the most part,
I'm
bound pretty much on Fortnite stuff 24/7.
Okay.
Or Farm Sim for all you Western Canada guys. He loves his Farm Sim, build stuff. Farm stuff.
Ship He's looking out. At me. Put him to work.
And for the most part, my youngest, Georgia, she just watches a lot of Paw Patrol. So we're pretty safe. Downloaded from Netflix. So Bo does go down some rabbit holes once in a while. You know, these LOLs. And, you know, she starts talking in slang. And I don't really understand what she's saying. you know, it gets a little wild. So
yeah, it's like, but, you start on that Paw Patrol train, and then before you know it, you got like a couple dudes in their 40s pretending to be Paw Patrol doing a little skit, and you're like, this just got weird in a hurry.
It definitely. So, Tom, you've definitely spent some time on the YouTube, it sounds like. But no, there is two full-fledged adults that dress up as Paw Patrol and start. It gets a little weird for sure, yes. YouTube, it definitely can get a little sideways, but yes.
It's not my first-hand experience that took me down those rabbit holes, but it's like, yeah, you're chilling with like my niece and nephew, and then like, all of a sudden I'm like, what are you watching? And then they're like, Paw Patrol, and I'm like, that ain't Paw Patrol.
It's a version.
That's Papa Patrol.
That's Papa's shows. Don't worry about that one.
It's Papa's Pizza Patrol. I can't pay for that pizza.
No, we don't need it. Anyway. Okay. Well, we are going to get into our interview with Stephen LeCure right away here. And we will talk to everybody next week after your championship.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're excited to be here with the recent Vancouver Open winner, Mr. Stephen LeCure. Rounds of 65 68 66, correct me if I'm wrong, lost the numbers on my phone, that was a fail, but more so a man that comes from a golfing pedigree. He has a sister that was sort of, we remember from the Golf Channel a little bit. He had a brother that I went to Q school, my first attempt down in Southern California, and I think he is the winningest LeCure out of the family, potentially maybe an uncle that was a winningest, but
I'd say probably I'd have to talk to Doug, but yeah, we're probably pretty close.
Love that. Stephen, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Yeah, I know. Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
Fabulous.
I just want to kind of go back because we were talking off air about how you're getting now into teaching lessons. Is that what's happening?
Yeah. So, you know, I kind of see that there's a pretty good market for teaching right now. And what I was doing before, it's dying down a little bit because of the COVIDs and the lockdowns, it's harder to connect with physicians. So, you know, I said, you know, I might as well start teaching or just using my education I know in golf to, just because I'm a lot more knowledgeable in that and I'd like to kind of pass it on. So as of about 3 months ago, 2 months ago, I've just recently started giving lessons.
So do you think you can get us all shooting kind of numbers that you were shooting? Because
you think you can get us to a competitive level where we can get into your wallet a little bit, maybe?
Yeah, probably not. So.
With strokes? Yeah. Strokes, yeah.
Sugar. With sugar?
Yeah, I guess so.
Let's get a little context for some of our listeners, because we're not all as fortunate as the Edmonton boys to know the LeCure family. There's a little bit of golf and pedigree there. So Stephen is now 32 years old, and you can jump in here anywhere, but did play Cantour for a little while. Has had a pretty decent career, went and played Sunshine Tour for a while, and maybe didn't sort of establish himself to where he wanted to, made a jump into the pharmaceutical world. Obviously there's, you know, huge money in that space. And now with this insane trajectory golf is on, the man with the buttery swing and the soft hands figures he's going to step back in and take that world over. Is that a pretty general overview?
Yeah, it's pretty accurate.
Good.
Yeah, this time it feels a lot different though to play competitive golf. Every other time I left home with, you know, not much money and kind of just having to always produce, and that kind of strained somebody. Yeah, you know, it strained my talent, it strained my ability. So I always felt like I never really gave it a true shot. So for some reason, when I'm playing these events, these local events, and I know I kind of have something to fall back on, you know, the pressure is definitely lifted, and I
freeze you up.
Yeah, my true game kind of definitely comes out a lot more than it did, you know, in Africa per se, and even on the Canadian tour. So it's a different feeling.
Now, for like people that kind of don't know too much about like the Vancouver Open, obviously it's different. Because you play VGT events and local events around here, but Vancouver Open is kind of interesting because you are playing three different tracks. Yes, they're city tracks, but they trick them up. Like, it's dialed up. I mean,
so good. I played. I missed the cut. Absolutely.
I mean, even you played the Pro-Am day at Fraser View, and I was luckily I got the chance to sneak out right after all you guys finished and played nine, and I was like, holy smokes. I'm like, this is
mint.
So pure.
It was mint.
I was sitting there saying to Parks, I was like, I haven't seen the privates yet in Vancouver, but like I can't imagine that there's that much better than what I saw out of Fraser. And I'm like, it's weird because you never really truly get like dialed in your head when you play a golf course 3 days in a row. It's like, okay, McCleary, Langara, Fraser View, and it just kind of keeps getting better and better. Like, what is that like whole vibe like when you're sitting there going like, okay, we're going to go 65 today, 66 tomorrow at these places?
Maybe just talk through your rounds. Talk about the weather, because I know first day for me, I played in absolute downpour for 14 holes. So did you kind of have the same thing, McCleary, first day? Just walk us through your rounds.
I was morning wave at McCleary, so I missed. I had 16, 17, 18 were coming down pretty good. But besides that, it was just kind of like a good scoring day, kind of overcast. Greens were perfect. Mint. Yeah. So there was, I definitely got the good draw compared to, I'd say, the afternoon guys. I think Spooner and Stinson might have teed off in the afternoon that first day.
Yeah, they did. I played right in front of them, two groups in front of them. So, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Technical difficulties. We will be back online shortly. That's really a shame. That is a shame because I
was kind of like, yeah, I was just vibing.
We were getting into the VGT.
There he is. He's back.
Yeah, okay. Is that my internet?
You froze. Yeah, you froze. Frozen.
So Stinson and Spooner were out.
I went out in front of him. We'll just go back to that. I was out in front of him. Yeah, so obviously you got the better end of the draw there. That's really good.
Yeah. And then, yeah, I guess, you know, Langara, it's a very tricky golf course if you don't play smart. So I went out there and I tried to hit middle of greens and get my birdies when I could. But I just knew if you miss the greens there, especially short-sided, you're kind of screwed for the rest of the day.
A lot of drivers, a lot of irons off tees. What was the strategy?
Fraser View, I think I hit three or four drivers the whole day.
Wow. Really? Par fives, probably that's it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I can tell you a funny story about why I was super sick for a couple of weeks leading up to the Vancouver Open. So I didn't leave the house. I didn't hit any balls. And Bryn Perry, I'm guessing you guys know Bryn Perry.
Yeah.
He recommended Scott Fawcett's decade approach to kind of playing the game. I don't know if you guys have heard of that.
Can you give us a quick 30-second Cole's notes on it?
It's a strategy-based formula to produce, kind of to eliminate double bogeys, eliminate bogeys, and just kind of it actually his three rules are they're going to sound pretty strange. Is his first rule is golf is incredibly lucky. Just kind of embrace that feeling, and then don't try and make birdies and don't try and make putts.
Huh.
So it's like something I completely, it was a 180 from like what I used to think when I was on the golf course. And yeah, I put that into play. And I think in the Pro-Am too, I shot three or four under, and only made one true like mental mistake. So it was just, I took that approach cause I didn't have any time to hit balls. And I was like, okay, well, let's just do what we do here now and just kind of hit to the fats of the greens and, you know, leave myself putts. And yeah, it was 15 under in three rounds. So
for those
decent. Yeah. 15's decent.
Insane. Quick question, actually diving into your brain, holes that you're not hitting driver on a par four. Is there a number that you're playing to that you're like, this is kind of like what I want to be hitting for that second shot? Or is it just kind of like this club feels comfortable, hit it, take whatever number I got?
Yeah, well, a lot of the holes, it's kind of a short, all the city courses. So I knew if I hit a good three iron, I would be inside like 160.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're going 160 and even if you're looking at the flags, like based on Scott Fawcett's idea, there was a lot of three and four paces from the edges. But if you're 150 yards out, you're never going after those anyway. So it was kind of like, for me, I was like, well, if I'm hitting an eight iron, or if I was even hitting 100 yards, I'm still not allowed to go for the flag based on this style of play. So I was like, well, if I leave myself 140, 150, you know, I almost have the same, I might be 2 or 3 yards different in my target.
Okay.
So I'm probably, my strength is mid irons anyway. So it was kind of like, it just it feels good now, this style.
God, what a nice strength that would
have. Are we reading pin sheets, though, or are we looking at fall offs, or are we just kind of playing for, you know?
Yeah, you're reading pin sheets. So I don't know. Like I said, I've only had 2 weeks of really delving into it. But if I'm 150 yards out and say the pin is 5 from the left, you add a stroke. So say there's water on the left, I would add 3 yards to the 4 from the side. Mm-hmm. And then I would divide 150 by 10. So that would be
15.
Yeah.
15. And then divide again by 2. It's like Bryson DeChambeau style. It is Bryson style of play.
Shit.
But you're never really, the only time you're ever going to the flag is unless it's, you know, 6 paces from the side of the green and you're inside 100 yards.
Huh. Interesting. I'm going to get into this. I like this.
Yeah. The algorithm is deep.
So coming off this win, what is the next step for you coming off this win? Are you planning the PGA Tour Canada events, you know, at West, or what's kind of the plan over the next kind of 30, 45 days?
So I'm going to play, I got the Nick Taylor Pro-Am, which will be fun to play in. And then I'm going to do Kelowna Victoria.
Nice.
Got it.
Yep. That's good.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, after that, depending on how I'm feeling and playing, I would like to, you know, book a flight down south and keep my game sharp and get ready for next year.
Think about any gateway corn action. Ferry. Corn Ferry, Corn Tour.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I don't know what's going on with the form and McKenzie next year. I don't know if like the everything's out for that, but definitely prep for Corn Ferry. Like the only reason I think you'd ever want to play on the Canadian Tour is if you have a paid admission into the Corn Ferry. You know, I've said that to a lot of people. Like, if you're just signing up for the Canadian Tour to get experience, like, you're already 2 steps behind the guys that are going to get that job.
Yeah, it's easier to put $60,000 in a trash can and light it on fire, and you'd probably get more enjoyment out of that, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you do get some golf in, but.
Or at least take that to the course and, you know, maybe beat up on the family a little bit and try and take some money off your sister. So. Like, you go. Something fun like that.
I got to give him strokes.
Steven, do you? Yeah, exactly. You got to give him sugar. Social media, if our listeners want to get at you for lessons, maybe pick your brain a little more about the Scott Fawcett philosophy, where do we get at you? What are your socials? You want to shout them out real quick?
Yeah, so StephenLeckGolf is my – well, StephenLeckGolf@gmail.com is the best way to get a hold of me.
Okay.
And then, on Instagram. I'm actually pretty bad with Instagram. I got to find out my handle.
Yeah, you have like 4 pictures up there, bud. You need some work.
StephenLeckGolf.
There we go.
We got that. Well, anything else you'd like to kind of cover really quickly?
Just want to invite him out for a game of golf at some point. Yeah. I think the Four Jack boys need to tag team and beat up on Steven, or attempt it anyway, so –
be great.
3v1. How do you want to do it? 3v1,
yeah,
100%.
Yeah, it would 100%
be 3v1 with candy.
And we're playing.
We want him to come play, so let's not make it too hard.
Fair. Yeah, 100%.
Us? Yeah, absolutely.
Just kidding. No candy then. 3v1.
All right, no candy.
Well, we want to once again congratulate you on your huge win at Vancouver Open. Always a big win, and hopefully next year as well.
Yeah, hopefully I'm not playing that event, and there's other big ones. But yeah, if I am,
so you're saying it's gonna be me.
Yeah.
So you're saying you're not gonna come back and defend the title?
I think he's on a bigger or better. I think maybe this like is gonna be.
Yeah, you don't ask a mini tour that question when they win a mini tour event.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, can't wait to see you next year for the club championship. Yeah. Great work.
You always come home and just, like, you know, take a couple bucks off the boys and then go right back.
It's No. Yeah. Bigger and better, man.
Yeah,
bigger,
exactly.
Better.
Hoping you enter the ranks of the old Adam Hadwin, Nick Taylor crowd, just graduate beyond.
Svenny.
Yeah, he just got it. He just locked it in for sure.
Yeah. That's a big W statement today, so. Yeah, wishing you all the best. Thanks for jumping on.
Thank you, guys.
This is a quick one, but let's get out and play some golf, and we'll definitely have you back on and dive deep into the LeCure family golf heritage.
Okay, great. Well, thank you, guys. Yeah, anytime.
All right. Thanks. Sounds good.
See you, bud.
Talk to you.
Thank you, guys.